All right, welcome back to it here. It's a Friday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. My next guest, easy for me to say, Ranelani Kumari, co-chair for Indian Voices for Donald Trump. Ranelani, welcome to the program. I hope I got that right.
Yes, you did. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Although I just fell over my tongue.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So let's get to the basic question. Why is Donald Trump important to Indian Americans like yourself?
He is a lord, not a president. He supports the Indians like no other president previously before him has. He's been a friend to India. He has virtually gone against China versus India when there was a problem, when they came to attack India, when they were like, China is the biggest imperialist there is, trying to take over the entire area. And Donald Trump was the only person who stuck around with India.
Sure, absolutely. When you look at threats, emerging threats, it is remarkable to me that the Democrats continue to come back to Russia.
Exactly. They keep talking about this Russia. I'm like, open your eyes, guys. Seriously.
Right. I mean, it's
incredible as to how much they hate this president. They don't feel bad about destroying their best cities, their best things of America, just because they hate President Trump. There's no love for the country. It's just the hate for the president that drives them. It's hysterical.
There is a hate for this country, I do believe. I believe
the hate for the president that's destroying their own country. They don't care.
Well, right. And how it's just remarkable. Why is that? Why do they have such a bitter hatred for America that has done so many wonderful things for not only for itself, but for the world and freed the world? I mean, we're the longest functioning government in the world. 1 million people come here this year legally from all over the world. More than the rest of the world combined, and they sit there and tell you how it's an unfair, racist, horrible place. It's if it was true, nobody would want to come here.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just so simple.
Like
it's
using
stupid.
This word, systemic racism. I mean, I'm here from India. Honestly, I have never experienced racism, so I don't really quite know what this whole systemic racism. When you say systemic racism, they mean like everybody's a racist.
Right.
Isn't that what the word implies?
Well, I mean, when they're teaching children, if you're born white, you're racist. I mean, that's what they're teaching kids. I mean,
how
repugnant.
They should have a protective program for a single white male soon.
Right. I think that they need to get
They have, like, nowhere to go and nothing to do.
Yeah, they need counseling because they're so enamored.
They need to. Mine, 10, 15 years from now, they'll have a Me Too.
So give me an idea, because I don't know. Ranelani Kumari here, and I don't know the answer of how many Americans of Indian descent live in the United States, and so I don't know how big your outreach is here.
I think there's about 5 million who live there, and I think there's 2.5 million eligible voters, if not more. But it's also a demographic that's growing the fastest in terms of economics and financially and creating wealth and the small businesses. It's simply because they're a hardworking community.
Oh, they're very, there's no question, very industrious
that's
people.
That's what it is. So if they can make it, no, I don't know why everybody else should be given the free handouts.
Yeah, no question. Very industrious people come here, don't stick your hand out, you roll your sleeves up and go to work. And that's
exactly,
the difference.
Despite the fact Biden calls us like the 7-Eleven comment that he made or the Dunkin' Donut comment that he made and making fun of the Indian accent. I mean, the guy doesn't know nothing. He's never done zero for India. And then he just stands there last night with his big eyes and it's frightening.
What is happening
to him?
That's not for me to say.
The fact that he has to be scared of AOC to go back on his words on fracking. It was almost a joke.
Well, he said he's never called for the ban on fracking, but of course he has.
But just because she tweeted after the last debate.
Ranelani, let me ask you this. Is there a concentration of Indian American voters, 2.5 to 3 million voters, you say, in America? Now, I would have thought it was higher, but okay. Are there places where it can make a difference?
Definitely make a difference in the swing states, yes. So they're in Pennsylvania, they're there in Florida especially, they're in Texas, a lot of them. And you'd be amazed. I mean, people think it doesn't count, their vote in New York, but most of the Indians that I know support the president. And whether it counts in electoral college or no, but at least it'll show the people that the popular vote does make a difference too.
Well, in Pennsylvania and Florida, of course, it's important.
Yes, I think very important.
I think Joe Biden saying that he will, you know, lying about fracking and then saying he'll eliminate the oil industry. Hello, Pennsylvania. You might want to pay attention to that.
Exactly. Yesterday he came across as quite a liar.
Yeah. Vanellini Kumari, co-chair of Indian Voices for Donald Trump. I'll give you the last word.
I wish this election was taking place in India. There's 1.2 billion people would definitely vote for the president.
There you go. I'll leave it there. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Speaking of the America that we love, Patriot Foods is a U.S.-only produce brand focused on helping American farmers deliver the best fruits and vegetables anywhere in the world. That's right, fresh and frozen produce from American farmers only, sent to your front door at no charge anywhere in America, patriotfoods.com. Oh, and one more thing. Every time Patriot Foods makes a sale, they send a donation to a military family in need. patriotfoods.com. Helping America and American farmers every day. American produce for American consumers. Helping out military families as well. It doesn't get any better than that. Check them out today, please. PatriotFoods.com, located, by the way, in West Michigan. So for those of you in Michigan, help out your direct local Patriot Foods company right here and all their employees. PatriotFoods.com, check it out. Quick break now. We'll be back right after this.
Round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests, and a high score goes to Brian.
Oh, yeah! High score, baby!
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen, and those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad.